You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm Vince Colonnaise alongside Mary Walter.
And it is 6:35 on Wednesday morning. So you know what that means? It's time for Cal Thomas. Hey, Cal, good morning.
The moment all of Washington has been waiting for as they pay $35 fees on I-66.
Yes. This eases the pain.
It does. Cal's presence. So, Cal, big case before the Supreme Court, the cake case with a Masterpiece Bakers. This baker, though, isn't claiming that it's about cake. It's about his artistry. And as an artist, you can't force him to provide his art for or represent something with his art that he is against. Do you think that this is a smart move by representing it this way?
Well, you know, it reminds me of that old song we sang as a kid. If you knew I were coming, I would bake a cake. You know, huck-a-doo, huck-a-doo, huck-a-doo. Look, this is one of these typical issues that show up from time to time before the Supreme Court. I was especially interested in what Justice Kennedy was saying yesterday, telling the plaintiff's lawyer, look, tolerance cuts both ways. I can't go into a kosher restaurant and order non-kosher food. All of us have been to beach stores during the summer with signs in the window that say, no shirt, no shoes, no service. If you are loud and boisterous in a restaurant, the management has a right to evict you and not to serve you. So there are all kinds of conditions in businesses and in commerce where owners of businesses have a right to refuse service. This is all a political act. I wouldn't be surprised if these two guys who are suing did the same thing that the story about the pizzeria a couple of years ago about this Christian couple that owned a pizzeria.
Yeah, Memories Pizza.
Yeah. And when this is what they do. They go around looking for these things so they can file these lawsuits and get approval for their lifestyle. This is going to be a close one. I think, you know, we know how Clarence Thomas will probably vote and Neil Gorsuch and Kennedy, of course, is always a swing vote. But from his questions yesterday, he seemed to be more favorable to the baker.
Are you concerned about the precedent this would set if they rule in favor of the gay couple here? That the idea is that you should be compelled to make a wedding cake that with the message that they prescribe. If that's what happens here.
Well, I am, and you know, it gets to hotels, and we've had situations. There was a case, I don't know, 30 years ago in San Francisco, where a pastor friend of mine hired a man to play the organ at church services. He didn't know he was gay at the time. His faith and his orthodoxy directed him not to, have someone like that in the church as something he believed went against the scripture he was preaching, and so that was a major case. He was demonstrated against. He had paint thrown at his house. He had his wife and children threatened. This is a culture war, really, that we are in. And yeah, I'm concerned about that. And where is the line? I mean, when the gay marriage situation was decided by the Supreme Court, same sex marriage, I wrote a column and I said, okay, well now the court has an obligation to tell us where the line is because the pedophiles are right behind them, and so are the polygamists. The polygamists have already said, hey, if two people of the same sex can get married, why not three or four? And where in the Constitution is the Supreme Court going to say, oh, no, you can't do that, if they've already decided on the other? So is there a line? And if there is a line, who decides where the line is?
I want to ask you about Roy Moore. And yesterday, you know, obviously a lot of developments this week. The president of the United States coming out and actively endorsing Moore, the RNC restoring funding. But yesterday, it was Senator Jeff Flake, a Republican senator, who cut a check, a $100 check for Doug Jones. And I believe he wrote on the check, country over party. What did you make of the fact that Jeff Flake, who's been an outspoken opponent now of the president of the United States, donated to Doug Jones yesterday?
Well, you know, Republicans always do this. You never see Democrats do this. The left never, ever gives a dime to a Republican or a conservative. It makes certain people like Jeff Flake feel better about themselves. Oh, yes, country over party. Well, how's that working out for you? I mean, what's the point of having a majority? I think in all these sexual harassment scandals we've seen, certainly with Conyers now, retiring or resigning, depending on your perspective, but Al Franken staying in. And then you go back to Ted Kennedy and Senator Tom Dodd of Connecticut having sandwich moments at the old La Brasserie restaurant in Washington where they you know, got a waitress between them and sandwiched her on the floor. I mean, anybody's looking for moral purity in Congress is looking in the wrong place. My standard opening line on the lecture circuit is, I'm happy to be here tonight from Washington, where the only politicians with convictions are in prison.
Yeah, it's very true. It's not surprising from Jeff Flake at all. What do you think about Roy Moore getting this endorsement from President Trump?
Well, again, this is one of these difficult situations. I mean, here's the president who's been accused by a number of women of sexual harassment in the past, and you have one now with a civil lawsuit, which ought to be troubling from a legal perspective, because you remember the business with President Bill Clinton, who had a civil lawsuit against him in the Paula Jones case and wound up lying under oath, which led to his impeachment. So I think for those of who want to undermine President Trump, this is a route they're hoping will bear some fruit. As far as Roy Moore is concerned, this is going to be up to the Senate if he wins the election. But I don't know how the Democrats, I mean, the second editorial in this morning's Washington Post touts the Democrats in the House for putting pressure on Congressman Conyers to resign. And yet, just a couple of weeks ago, Nancy Pelosi was calling him an icon, a civil rights icon. So, you know, hypocrisy wasn't invented in Washington, but they probably have the copyright on it by now.
Well, Cal Thomas, thank you so much. We appreciate your take on everything. You definitely entertain us and inform us. Have a fantastic week.
Thank you, Mary and Vince.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.